This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It could take months for Missouri to recover after a tornado ripped through the southeastern part of the state yesterday, say officials, killing five people. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say five people were killed when a tornado tore through an area of rural southeastern Missouri before dawn on Wednesday. The twister caused significant destruction in and around the small communities of Glen Allen and Grassy, about 50 miles south of St. Louis. The tornado was spawned by a large storm system moving through the Midwest and the South. The system was the third in a series of massive storms to strike the nation's heartland over the past 2 weeks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new law in Idaho makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
The law signed by Governor Brad Little is the first of its kind in the U.S., and it makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without the permission of the minor's parent or guardian. That includes obtaining abortion pills or taking the minor to another state for an abortion. Anyone breaking the law would face 2 to 5 years in prison and could also be sued by the minor's parent or guardian. Idaho State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates West says on Twitter that the legislation is, quote, despicable, and we're going to do everything in our power to stop it, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
A damning report on the sexual abuse of children by more than 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the Archdiocese of Baltimore, says the report from the Maryland Attorney General's office. It says more than 600 children were abused over decades, and the offenders often went unpunished. The report accused church leaders of years of cover-ups. NATO's warning of severe consequences if China starts sending weapons and ammunition to Russia as it continues its war in Ukraine. This is AP News. A plea in a high-profile drug death. The AP's Julie Walker.
A New York City dealer has pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute the drugs that led to actor Michael K. Williams' overdose death. Prosecutors for the Southern District of New York say that Irvin Cartagena supplied Michael K. Williams with the fentanyl-laced heroin that killed him in September 2021. Under the plea deal, Cartagena could face 40 years in federal prison at his August sentencing. The minimum is 5 years. Part of the evidence included surveillance video of the sidewalk drug deal in Brooklyn. Williams was found dead in his penthouse apartment. The actor shot to fame on HBO's The Wire that portrayed drug crews like the one authorities say Cartagena belonged to. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow rose 80 points yesterday. The S&P fell 10. The Nasdaq fell 129 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.